This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. U.S. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin on Friday revoked plea deals agreed to earlier this week with the man and two accomplices accused of masterminding the September 11th attacks who are currently held at the U.S. military prison at Guantanamo Bay, Cuba. Ryan Chang from Reuters reports.
Khalid Sheikh Mohammed and his two accomplices entered plea deals on Wednesday, according to the Pentagon. A U.S. official speaking on condition of anonymity said the deals almost certainly involved guilty pleas in exchange for taking the death penalty off the table. However, on Friday, Austin relieved Susan Escalia, who oversees the Pentagon's Guantanamo War Court, of her authority to enter into pretrial agreements in the case and took on the responsibility himself.
Ryan Chang from Reuters. The Israeli army says two airstrikes in the West Bank have killed nine Palestinian militants. AP correspondent Rika Ann Garcia has the story.
As violence flares in the Israeli-occupied territory, the Israeli army said its forces struck a vehicle carrying five militants. They said that the occupants were on their way to carry out an attack. The five men were later identified by Hamas as militants, including one who was a local commander. A Palestinian news agency said that they were taken to a hospital, with four of the bodies being burned and charred beyond recognition. In a separate attack, Israel's military said it had killed four more Palestinians militants in the Tulkarim area shortly after they opened fire on Israeli troops operating in the area. I'm Rika Ann Garcia.
As tensions continue to rise in the Middle East and the likelihood of a regional war looms, many countries are calling on their citizens in Lebanon to leave. The U.S. Embassy in Beirut announced they will loan citizens money to buy a plane ticket to leave now while there are flights. And this is notable as, because of the financial crisis in Lebanon, most banks limit the amount of money that can be withdrawn. For additional stories, visit voanews.com. This is VOA News. A camp in Sudan's conflict-torn Darfur region is facing a new influx of displaced people while floods threaten to contaminate water and sanitation facilities, according to satellite imagery published on Friday. Arthi Thiaparin from Reuters reports.
Satellite imagery published Friday by the Yale Humanitarian Research Lab found 9 out of 13 water points had become inundated. That raises the risk of cholera and other diseases in an area already facing extreme levels of malnutrition. The ongoing war and restrictions on aid deliveries are causing the famine, according to food monitoring organizations. Clementine Nkweta Salami is the United Nations Humanitarian Coordinator for Sudan.
It's not only a question of providing supplies, it's a question also of being able to do the necessary assessments and to ensure that our humanitarian response is designed in a way that addresses all the vulnerabilities that we identify.
The deepening hunger crisis in Sudan erupted when the army and RSF triggered a war in April of last year.
Arthi Thiaparin from Reuters. Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro said on Saturday that some 2,000 people had been detained in connection to, quote, crimes during protests over the controversial results of the presidential elections. During a rally in Caracas, Maduro pledged, quote, maximum punishment and accused the detainees of committing serious offenses. The published election results sparked widespread allegations of fraud and protests. Subsequently, security forces cracked down on protests, which Maduro's government labeled as part of an attempted U.S.-backed coup. Donald Trump says he'll skip an ABC debate with Kamala Harris in September and wants them to face off on Fox News. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
In a social media post, former President Donald Trump says he agreed to a debate with President Biden on ABC, not with Kamala Harris, and earlier in the week inserted a dig against her at a black journalist convention.
You know what? She failed her law exam. She didn't pass her law exam, so maybe she wouldn't pass the cognitive test.
Also Wednesday, Vice President Harris challenged him to keep the September date.
Because as the saying goes, if you've got something to say, say it to my face.
These differing plans, though, seem to make it increasingly unlikely the candidates will confront one another face-to-face before the November election. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Simone Biles and Katie Ledecky led a strong showing for the United States at the Paris Olympics as both Americans added to their gold medal collection on day 8 of the Games. Biles won her 7th gold and 10th overall medal by winning the vault. She now has won 3 golds in Paris. Ledecky joined Michael Phelps as the only swimmers to win an event at 4 straight Summer Games, taking the 800-meter freestyle for the 4th time. I'm Alexis Strope, VOA News.